This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Now, all right, let's just get right to it. These proton pump inhibitors, these acid suppressant medications, many of us are taking them. I never thought I was going to be needing antacids, you know, because I don't really eat spicy food. I don't really eat big meals. I love chocolate. I don't really drink a lot of alcohol. So I, like, you know, I should be okay. And even I see myself hitting these antacids. So a lot of us, we need antacids, okay? I get that. And the proton pump inhibitors are a newer class of antacids that came out about, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe? 15, what one was I in training? Okay, maybe, anyway, between 15 and 20 years ago, these medications came out. And what was so significant about these medications is they weren't chalky like the Tums or the Rolaids, okay, or the Alka-Seltzer, which could be linked to kidney stones and other issues. They've even been talking about calcium carbonate supplements and heart disease. But what was nice about these is they were easy, no chalky film, and they worked. Then we were taught that if you don't treat your heartburn, you could get esophageal cancer. Or it could be a sign of another sort of cancer. So people started to run to these antacids. While all this was going on, okay, we were starting to age. And we were starting to live longer and outlive the heart attacks. And as we started to outlive the heart attacks, we started to notice that we have more and more arthritis. And we started hitting the ibuprofen and the anti-inflammatory medications more and more. Once we started to hit the anti-inflammatory medications more and more, like the ibuprofen, the naproxen, etc., then we found we had more stomach upset and we had more of a need to take in a proton pump inhibitor. So medications such as Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, Nexium became household names and became household medications in our cupboard. Finally, these medications went over the counter. And I know this is a nice little history of the proton pump inhibitors. I wish I could have done this in medical school and gotten an A because Lord knows I needed the better grades. So now we have these proton pump inhibitors and you can get them over the counter. So you could get Prevacid or Prilosec over the counter in these really pretty blue and pink packages or purple and white packages. I know I see them because I buy them. And now you could treat your stomach upset on your own. Well, everything was fine and dandy until about a year, year and a half ago. We were taught, hold the phone, these medications could hurt your kidneys. You're like, what? What? These medications could thin your bones and cause osteoporosis. What? Then we were told that these medications could cause dementia. And now we're being told it could also cause cardiovascular disease. So these medications that have been a godsend or manna from heaven for us to use to treat our stomach upset, now we're being told can cause a slew of problems that actually increase our aging between our kidneys, dementia, cardiovascular disease, and our bones. Well, research published, believe it, yesterday or today? What day is yesterday? Okay, sorry. See, this is why I got to stop taking the PPIs. Research published yesterday now has a plausible answer as to why these medications do so much bad for us. What they think it does is it damages the endothelial lining of the blood vessel. The study author, John Cook, says, I'm perplexed that the pharmaceutical company industry, the pharmaceutical industry didn't run across this first. Whoa, snap now. Ooh, that was rough. You get that? Did you see that? Ooh, it's on. It is on. The study author is the chair of cardiovascular disease research at the Houston Methodist Research Institute. He told Fox News, this is something that should have been apparent a long time ago and should have been investigated. Oh, boy, it is on. It's going to be a bloodbath. I tell you, I know many of you guys are in the NFL or you work for, Trump or, the Mayweather, Pacquiao, fight, preparation companies. And, you guys see a lot of blood sport. There is nothing bloodier or deadlier than a fight between a research head on an article published in a major journal and the scientists in a pharmaceutical. This is going to be, I think, a bigger fight than Superman fighting General Zod and those other two people dressed in black in Superman 2. So, whew. All right. Well, an estimated 1 in 14... Estimated 1 in 14... Look, if you don't make this stuff exciting, you lose your ratings. Estimated 1 in 14 Americans uses over-the-counter proton pump inhibitors, like omeprazole, which is Prilosec, to treat gastroesophageal reflux disease. So gastroesophageal means it involves the stomach, which is the gastro, esophagus, which is your feeding tube. Reflux is the acid refluxing up from the stomach into the esophagus. And when you feel it, you call it heartburn, or you call it acid reflux. Some of you are like, really only 1 in 14? Well, 1 in 14 Americans, if some Americans are kids, they should probably say like 1 in 6 adults. That's probably what they should say. Anyway, it's considered the most effective treatment for GERD. So when they looked, they found that what happens is long-term PPI use, this was back in 2015, caused a 20% increase in heart attack. So they think what it is doing is it's messing with the endothelial lining. If it messes with the endothelial lining, how it does it is it decreases the nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide causes these blood vessels to relax. It causes them to prevent inflammation. So if these blood vessels can't relax, they can't allow blood flow, and if they can't stop inflammation, they get plaqued up. That's how you get a heart attack. That's how you get less blood going to the kidneys. Pretty serious stuff, not to mention Alzheimer's. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful
enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm getting a lot of grief from Amazon. Apparently, they want me to rate my purchase on Amazon. And, I mean, I don't really want to relive why I had to purchase that particular substance or product, shall I say, on Amazon. I really don't want to relive that. I would like to just kind of, you know, go on. Okay, I needed something in a hurry that I had to purchase on Amazon. Okay, because I didn't really want to, you know, go to Walmart. And I bought on Amazon, and I got the product, and I was able to do whatever I needed to do because, you know, monthly problems arise, and I did what I needed to do, and now they want me to rate it, and I really don't need to relive, you know, that I guess, point in time in my life, okay? Right? I got caught off guard. Right? It happens, and you need some products. So So, you know, if any of you guys work for Amazon, can you please tell them to cut me some slack and leave me alone? Just because the product's fine, okay? I have now plenty in my purse for when I need them, and thank you very much. Okay. Really? None of their business. Okay? And how do you rate a sanitary product? Well, okay, they stick nicely to the undergarments. They were white, good color. How are you supposed to rate this stuff? That really makes no sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a beer a day can keep the doctor away. I can't stand that, by the way. Okay, how the hell am I supposed to stay in business when you guys are trying to eat an apple a day, jog a mile a day, keep your mother-in-law away, just to keep the doctor away? I mean, that doesn't really do much for the economy. But this is interesting. There was a study that was looking at beer and the health benefits of beer. And if you drink two cans, actually two 330 milliliter cans, or 1.4 pints a day. I have no idea how many cc's. Hold on a second. I can figure that out. Hold on. I got a mug root beer right here. Hold on a second. Mug root beer has how many cc's? It has 12 fluid ounces or 355 cc's. So if it, 355 cc's. Okay. So this is a can of root beer. So if this has 335 cc's, that means two cans of beer. Now they're saying two cans of beer. Okay, the title says one can of beer. Two cans of beer can reduce the risk of heart problems. Okay, and if you drink a pint, that's better for the heart, they say. Binge drinking is bad. Moderate consumption, however, could be good. And if it reduces the risk of blood vessel disease, it could reduce the risk of heart disease. Now, a team from the IRCC's Mediterranean Neurological Institute, Pozzilli, said the alcohol and other chemicals in the drink reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and artery disease. They reviewed 150 studies and concluded drinking 1.4 pints or two cans of beer protect the heart without increasing the odds of dementia or cancer. You know what? We really need to get a beer sponsor. You know, Budweiser is doing a new promotion, the America beer. You know, yeah, I don't know if their sales have been dropping, but I guess Budweiser is going to change its can to say America. I guess they're doing it because we got the Olympics and we got the 4th of July, Memorial Day. So they want to, you know, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, be American. I mean, that's the American way, you know. I mean, show pride. They may have to add a little blue because their cans are red and white, so they probably need to add some blue. But summer is peak beer selling season, and so usually the entire industry sees a double-digit boost. And so what Budweiser wants to do is, even though in the past they've done the American flag, the Statue of Liberty, now what they want to do is they want to change their beer cans to say America. And the funny thing is that would actually work. Okay? Because a lot of us beer drinking people like to sit outside with our barbecue and with our American flag and be very proud of the country of which we live, and we drink American beer. So beer that says America on it, I think this will sell. And the summer cans and bottles are going to actually run through the November election, which is 7 months, which is kind of smart, because if you're going to be doing a whole new makeover of your beer can and trying to, do all sorts of new branding, you don't want to do it for just 2 days. Okay, I mean, you want to make this last and get your money's worth, because you got to sell out the rest of the bottles. So anyway, so Budweiser is doing that, and they're, rather than King of the Beers, they're going to call it E Pluribus Unum. the world-renowned Change the Land of the Free, and Anheuser-Busch is going to read Liberty and Justice for All. So I guess other beers are going to get on top of that. And so pretty cool stuff. So back to beer, why is it healthy? Well, beer, okay, has antioxidants. And it also, now remember, antioxidants, what antioxidants do is when you have bad chemicals circulating in your body, antioxidants mop these up. And so then they can't go and do bad things to your body. But get this, beer also has phosphorus. It has iodine. It has magnesium, and it has potassium. And get this, they say beer is low in sugar, whereas high levels are linked to type 2 diabetes and obesity. So think about it. You know, many people that don't like the beer taste, like me, I didn't drink a lot of beer in school because I didn't like the taste. I loved Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, to me, tasted really yummy, but not beer. So I drank Coke. Beer, though, would have been the less sugary alternative. Is that interesting? Even though alcohol does still have a high sugar content. Now, previous research from the universities, check your radios, people. Previous research from the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania found dark ales and stouts to reduce the incidence of arteriosclerosis. Do you guys drink an ale or a stout? It does make it sound good when you got, you know, remember like Shrek? Can't we all settle this over a pint? You know, that, you know, when you got the big, huge stein, the big goblet, or the big, I like the stein better, which is made of iron or steel or metal or whatever. It's got to be iron, I think. And then you drink it like you're in the medieval days, Game of Thrones. Now, I wouldn't be Cersei. If I was Game of Thrones, I would want to be the blonde Khaleesi. Yeah, that would be me. With the big snake around her neck, that would be me. Yeah, I would be Khaleesi, Game of Thrones, drinking my stein a beer. Anyway, waiting for my knight in shining armor to come and save me. Anyway, artery walls become usually clogged with cholesterol and fatty substances. This causes heart disease, heart attacks, and stroke. The scientists led by Professor Joe Vinson believe the risk of arteriosclerosis could be cut by as much as half if you drink ale. Another study found that this could even slow neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Now, Chinese scientists have gotten in on this too, and they found an ingredient in hops called xanthohumol, or XN, could help protect brain cells from oxidative damage associated with dementia. Now, this research was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, and it suggests that people who regularly drink beer might be better able to ward off progressions of these diseases. If that's the case, okay, we have marijuana. Okay, probably going to be prescribed and urged to lower blood pressure and pain, etc. We have e-cigs being recommended to get people off smoking. And now we have beer recommended to help protect the heart and help protect the brain. We are going to be beer drinking, e-cig smoking, marijuana puffing, health nuts. And I just can't envision what the picture of that generation looks like. I mean, I still picture the whole 1980s pink leotards that I used to wear. Let's get physical, Diet Pepsi or a Tab, and headbands and leg warmers. That's what I envision. Nope. You're going to be a pot-smoking, beer-guzzling, e-cig vaping fit nut. And you'll have your Fitbit on while you're doing it all. So, you know, all the power to you. If that's where we got to go, we thank Obamacare for that one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, fentanyl is the new heroin. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you aren't really familiar with fentanyl. Fentanyl you're going to hear a lot about, even though it's been around since the 60s. Fentanyl, when I was going to school, was considered to be a last resort when it came to using that as a pain medication. And they had something about 20-some years ago, I believe they still have it, called a fentanyl lollipop. And these lollipops would be used to help cancer patients get through their pain. Fentanyl, one of the strongest opiates out there, would cause very quick, potent pain relief. Well, now an illicit version of fentanyl is flooding into communities across America, and casual users are finding out that their fentanyl pills and powder are delivering such a high that it could kill them if not overdose them, obviously. Now, the DEA and the CDC say, obviously, we have another national health crisis on our hands. They say these are just a handful of people trying to stop it from taking more lives. And this is very frustrating because who is going to get hurt? I mean, see, when I heard of people on fentanyl, and I still do, so this is coming from 20 years ago, I imagine the emaciated cancer patient who was trying to die with dignity and trying to die a painless death. And I find out that people are abusing it, and they're selling it, and now they're overdosing on it. And what's going to happen? Now our sick elderly cancer patients are unfortunately not going to be able to have the access that they need. This is a big problem. Apparently, they interviewed a Natasha Butler, and she, I guess her son, was overdosed, had overdosed. He was her firstborn on fentanyl, and she had never heard of the substance that ended up killing him. Doctors told her that he died from an overdose of fentanyl, which is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine, and get this, 50 times stronger than heroin. People, if they can't get heroin, they are going to really want to get fentanyl. And he came in and had an overdose and unfortunately didn't make it. And so this is something that's shocking a lot of us parents because heroin already is bad. And I've seen kids addicted to heroin and they look sick. I mean, you know something's wrong with them. They're emaciated, their skin, their eyes, you could tell someone on heroin, you could tell. And if this fentanyl is 50 times stronger, that's a problem. Now, thank God we have fentanyl available for patients who need it. Okay, I mean, these fentanyl patches and lozenges, etc., I mean, these have, like I said, helped many people die with dignity and have pain control when they have cancer and excruciating pain. Now that, of course, you know, idiots are getting a hold of it and selling it to kids, now it's going to ruin it for everybody. And so, you know, many of you have said, look, okay, Percocet doesn't work on me anymore. Lortab doesn't work on me anymore. Morphine makes me sick. What am I going to do if I'm in excruciating pain? And I've had patients tell me, well, if it ever gets that bad, I'll just kill myself. I'm like, no, you are not. Again, I get them the help they need. But people are afraid of pain. And knowing that there's something out there, if they need it, that they could get, is imperative for people to still go on with the fight. So what do we do? Well, Ohio reported 514 fentanyl-related deaths in 2014, which is up from 93 the year before. Maryland reported 185 fentanyl-related deaths. This is ridiculous. Up from 58 in a year's time. In Florida, the number of deaths jumped to 397 in 2014 from 185. New Hampshire reported 151 deaths due to fentanyl alone. Five times the number of deaths from heroin, from according to that medical examiner. The state's chief. So these numbers are, I mean, we're talking about opiate abuse, and I think CNN wrote an article saying doctors need to head the fight of opioid use and overuse and addiction. But, okay, I don't know what the hell I am supposed to do with fentanyl. I have never prescribed fentanyl. I don't believe I've ever prescribed it, even in my training. Because the cancer doctors or the pain management doctors handle that. So, if I didn't, how am I supposed to stop fentanyl overdoses? Now, I should be able to identify it. Okay, I mean, you could identify when somebody is an addict to pain medication. All right? They seem to scratch themselves a lot. A lot of times they look pale, clammy. Many times the fingernails and lips are a little bit bluish. When it really starts to get bad, they're actually really overdosed, you'll start to see a lower respiratory rate. Unfortunately, these people about to die, you hear a death rattle. I mean, it is a bad sight. And they say someone in this country dies of an overdose every 19 minutes. And it's basically your body shutting down because of pain medication. Pain medication is basically putting you down. And so, you know, we doctors, okay, you know, we want to help by not prescribing you medication when you don't need it. And trust me, many of us are. But we're not dealing with the problem that exists, pain. When are we going to actually deal with pain? And would love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. People that get addicted, and we've talked about this many, many times, all right, they do it for a variety of reasons. Okay, one is it's the nature of the beast. This medication is very addictive, very habit forming. Okay? So you got into a car accident, you suffered an injury overseas serving, you know, the military, you were beaten, attacked, etc. You were a football player, etc., and you have failed back syndrome, you're going to have pain. And when you have pain, you start taking pain medications and your body starts getting used to it. Then you have people that want the high. And a buzz from a narcotic is... like, I mean, I have never done drugs, but when I was given Demerol, being in labor like I was, and I was given that first shot of Demerol, wow. Now I know why drug seekers seek these very high-dose injectable pain medications. The pills don't do that, but the injectable, what I got through my IV with that Demerol, wow. Now, the funny thing is when I was in labor, and I was in labor for 5 days, so when I got that first shot of Demerol, wow, you felt it. The second shot... he didn't feel much because the mood receptors were already filled. So even though the pain started to go back, that second shot didn't do the trick. And in fact, it started to lower the kid's heart rate. So I was like, no more. Don't give me any more. I'll deal with the pain. But the euphoria that you get from this pain medication makes it a very attractive, illicit drug that people use for recreation. And then you have other people that they don't really use it for recreation, but they use it to cope. And they find that their pain medication stops the chronic cough. Their pain medication helps them sleep. The pain medication gets them through work and a grumpy boss. And they start taking it as a happy pill. And now you have a group of individuals addicted to it, and they aren't in pain. Yet when you start to withdraw from the pain medication, it hurts. It's miserable. So I know they say, okay, doctors need to head and lead us out of our, that here it is, the CNN, doctors must lead us out of our opioid abuse epidemic. I think it's going to be a group effort. Now, medical marijuana is already, you know, coming around the bend trying to save the day. Marijuana is supposed to help with pain. But having an addictive personality go from a pain pill to marijuana, I don't think it's going to be the answer either. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's
1-800-945-9289. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. If you have any medical questions, you can email us at drdahlia.com. If I'm able to answer it, I will. If it seems quiet for a little bit, it's probably because I'm looking up the answer, okay? All right. One of you sent me a dental question. I am looking that answer up. I'm going to seek a dentist to help. One of you was interested in holistic dental fillings, and it's a great question. I just don't know much about I know many times we try to, in the holistic world, avoid mercury fillings. And she was asking about zirconium type of fillings and gold, etc. So interesting email question. I can't answer it, which is why I'm not bringing it up until I can answer it fully. See, I'm honest. I don't sit here and act like I know everything. Lord knows that's not the case. Another email shall I say, thread or trend I seem to get is concern that your spouse just doesn't care, that he seems to be apathetic and not really a lot of empathy. And we'll talk about that. But there's a headline that maybe it's the Tylenol he's taking. So acetaminophen, which is the main ingredient in Tylenol, or paracetamol, which they use in Europe, doesn't just kill pain, but it makes us less caring by dulling the part of the brain that is responsible for empathy. Research shows that Tylenol, which is very, very popular, can help us, it can stop us from feeling other people's pain. Plus, it may make it easier for us to make a difficult decision. This is very interesting. Previous research credits acetaminophen with blunting joy. And the researchers say we have a lot to learn about the drug. So people would say, look, you know, I'm on the medication and I just don't seem to enjoy myself as much. Which is very interesting because a lot of pain pills are attached to acetaminophen. So your Percocet, your Lortab, Vicodin, they're attached to the hydrocodone or the oxycodone is attached to acetaminophen. So it's very interesting. The ill of some people after the euphoria seems to kind of be dulled or blunted. We call it a blunted affect based on the Tylenol, a part of it. Now, empathy, of course, is important because I understand many of you guys are popping the Tylenol because the wife's yelling at you. I get that. Okay, you don't want to get a headache, you don't want to scream at them. Well, but if it makes you less empathetic, they're just going to scream more. Now, there were two experiments, okay? In the first of the two, they took 80 college students. They were given a liquid to drink ahead of reading short stories about people in pain. This could be physical pain, like being cut by a knife, or psychological distress caused by bereavement. Half of the drinks were spiked with Tylenol. And the volunteers that had taken the Tylenol were less sympathetic towards the people in the stories. Okay, see, so that's one experiment. In a second experiment involving 114 participants, they found that those who had taken paracetamol were less bothered by loud noise. They also believed that others would find it less irritating. Ohio State University researchers said acetaminophen reduced the pain they felt, but it also reduced their empathy for others who were experiencing the same noise blasts. These findings suggest other people's pain doesn't seem as big a deal to you when you've taken acetaminophen. Now the team is like, well, let's start studying ibuprofen. So they're going to study ibuprofen to see if it has similar effects. Now, University of Kentucky researchers say humans have an unmatched ability to make complex decisions. When people make decisions, they sometimes use words related to physical pain. People might say it hurt to sell their home, or they were crushed when they decided to withdraw money from their retirement investment portfolio earlier, all right? Or they were pained to resign from a job. You know, it pains me to say this, Dr. Dahlia, but we are going to cancel the show. I'm like, oh, really, really? Okay, it pains me more. I thought people do that, right, because they want to try to look like they're empathizing with you or they're trying to make you think that they are suffering that much. If GCN ever decided to pull the plug on my show, I sincerely doubt when they make that decision, there's going to be a lot of crying. My guess is there's going to be a lot of doing the dance, yee-haw, doing the dance, you know, and celebratory type stuff. So I don't know, you know, when GCN is going to decide to kick me off the air. Could be after the show. I hope not. I hope it never happens. But if it does, I know what the letter's going to read. Dear Dr. Dahlia, it brings us great sorrow, and you're like, wait, really? To separate our network from you. And it's like, really, really, you're really crying over this? Where are the tears? It happens. Okay, so now, what does this mean for you and I? Well, what if we could use this to our advantage, okay? I forget to show empathy to my husband. You know, he's, you know, complaining about something, and I'm like, quit griping. You know, so I could use some more empathy. But what if we feel more shall we say, anxious, okay? Or let's say we're bothered by something. Would taking a Tylenol numb that? Now, some of you guys are going, wait a second, this sounds like a lot like an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, where people take Paxil or Prozac, Lexapro, and they feel kind of numb. They don't seem to freak out as much, but they also don't seem empathetic. Well, what if Tylenol maybe is affecting the serotonin receptors? So this could be pretty interesting. And it could maybe find some medical uses. Marijuana also dulls, you know, your empathy and your care. So that could be interesting. Now, this is interesting, okay? There's a former victim of child sex abuse who has ended her life under Dutch euthanasia laws because she could not live with her mental suffering. This woman was in her 20s, and she was given a lethal injection after doctors and psychiatrists decided that her post-traumatic stress disorder and other conditions were incurable. That is so tragic. I'm beside myself. She did have some improvement after very intensive therapy, but she suffered from anorexia, chronic depression, and hallucinations. So, after seeking this request, and doctors and psychiatrists getting together, they decided that it was okay to let her die and to help her die. The woman has not been named, began to suffer mental disorders 15 years ago following sexual abuse. This is according to the papers released by the Dutch Euthanasia Commission. The time scale means she was abused between the ages of 5 and 15. News of her death, of course, angered a lot of anti-euthanasia groups and disability campaigners in Britain. So this is an article coming out of Europe. And it's, wow. You know, I mean, you know, we've been talking about euthanasia when we talk about somebody dying of cancer or, you know, somebody having such severe disabilities that they're in pain or they're, you know, but and dying with dignity. But you have a 20-year-old girl that was affected 15 years ago, so as a young child, and or a woman in her 20s, and she doesn't want to live anymore because of the pain. Should euthanasia be allowed for somebody having psychological pain? What's the difference between psychological pain and physical pain? We're going to be spending more time talking about this later this week. And it's post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, many people with post-traumatic stress disorder kill themselves. What about asking the government to allow a euthanasia event to happen? Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.